you will want to listen to this chapter with both ears and stay focused. You cannot afford to miss a thing. It is time to stop being a contaminator in your relationship and start being a contributor. There is no middle ground. If you aren't constructively contributing to the relationship, then you are destructively contaminating it. And as your partner in this reconnection process, I want to activate the positives that I know are there, or at least can be there. The time has come to get your mind and your attitude right. Getting rid of the wrong thinking and bad spirits is not enough. It's time for the cavalry to arrive, the person you really are. I'm talking about you tapping into that core of consciousness that will push your own life and your relationship to levels of intimacy and caring that you never dreamed possible. It can happen because you can and should believe in you. I mean that literally and without exception. In relationships, just as in every other aspect of life, the spirit and attitude with which you do things is at least as important as your actual actions. If you adopt a new way of thinking and feeling about yourself, you, your relationship, and your partner will reap amazing benefits. Nothing else, nothing less will do. Now, I will be the first to admit that it would be nice if your partner were sitting beside you listening to me right now. Also, I know that the human tendency is to focus on our partners rather than ourselves. Don't worry. As I said earlier, we will get to your partner. But remember what I told you at the very beginning. I'm coming after you. This chapter is about reconnecting with your true and powerful persona. The 10 personal relationship values that you are about to learn can be such a revolutionary pivot point in your relational life that you'll be able to create positive change beginning immediately. Purposely reaching into your core of consciousness will cause you to start living with more integrity, honesty, compassion, and with genuine enthusiasm. In essence, the 10 personal relationship values will reprogram you for success. You're going to like you a whole lot better than you have in the past, and I'm betting that you'll notice that everyone else in your life, including your intimate partner, will as well. Your constructive, healthy thinking will be infectious to everyone around you, especially your partner. Embrace and incorporate these powerful personal relationship values. They are what winners and winning is all about. They are what you will be all about. Personal relationship value number one: own your relationship. This may not be what you want to hear, but you are fully and completely accountable for your relationship. I cannot say this too many times in too many different ways. Owning your relationship means that you accept responsibility for creating your own experience. You are the architect of your thoughts. You choose the attitudes that you bring into the relationship. You choose the emotions and feelings that will control your thoughts in the relationship. And you choose how you act and how you react to your partner in your relationship. You own your relationship. You are 100% accountable for it. I don't mean here that you should take some fatalistic position of being trapped. This is not about you saying, "Okay, I got into this relationship and it's turned out bad, so I accept that I made a mistake." That's not ownership, that's whining. That's living in the past. This is about you taking a new, right now, life position. Let me tell you as bluntly as I can. This personal relationship value is the building block to your new life. Only when you stop seeing yourself as a victim will you start to see yourself as a fully competent and potent force in your relationship. Your less than perfect relationship will no longer be a source of despair. It will be your opportunity to use your power. Problems truly are nothing more than opportunities to distinguish yourself. It is time for you to do just that. If you are living this personal relationship value, You don't just get mad and act angry if your mate is chronically late for appointments or dinner. You must instead candidly evaluate what you are doing to contribute to the occurrence of this action in your partner. What payoff are you giving him or her? Remember, your partner doesn't just act, he or she also reacts to you, to what you do or don't do. By being accountable and acknowledging that you have responsibility for where this relationship has ended up, you clearly will be coming face to face with some things that do not make you proud. You will have to be honest about the things you have done that have contaminated this relationship. And you will then have to resolve to stop and change those realities, decisions, and behaviors. Becoming accountable can at first be painful, but I promise it will ultimately be very cleansing. The time has come for you to take charge, to find a new level of personal power. When you do, you will have matured to a new level of functioning that will stand you head and shoulders above those who haven't heard the whine warning and continue to stumble through life being the victim. Let those unfortunate souls spend their lives complaining about that which they do not control while you take control and influence that which you can. That's what owning your relationship is all about. When you are accountable, you are a change agent. I'm willing to bet that's exactly what your relationship needs. Personal relationship value number 2, accept the risk of vulnerability. I'll bet that right now, as you're listening to this, you're starting to play the what-if game. What if I get betrayed again? What if I get hurt? What if my newfound optimism is used against me to manipulate me? There's nothing wrong with asking the questions. Any of you who have been hurt or disappointed naturally want to take steps to keep those feelings from ever coming back. Just like you stay away from a hot stove after you've burned your hand on it once, so too do you try to protect yourself from the chance of re-experiencing emotional pain. But if you're going to play the what-if game, you have to play it all the way to the end. That means if you're going to ask the what-if questions, you have to answer the questions. What if your mate does in fact act badly and hurt your feelings? The realistic answer about what would happen is probably not nearly as bad or devastating as that which you conjure up in your gloom and doom imagination. Monsters live in the dark. If you turn on the light by actually thinking through the answer, the monster that is your fear often becomes a mouse. Face it. The true answer to the question is, if my partner does do something negative or hurtful when I open up and let myself care again, I won't like it, but I will survive. I will pick up my marbles and go on down the road, or I'll scatter them out and we'll play the game again and again and again until it works. There is no question about it. Getting back into a posture that involves emotion and caring and sharing makes you vulnerable. Letting yourself hope and dream again will make you vulnerable. Wanting and reaching out does make you vulnerable. But you and I both know that where you are now is certainly not pain-free. Understand, I'm not advocating that you lead with your chin. I am not advocating that you recklessly expose yourself to a hurtful partner who has not earned your trust. I know that at one level this may be very difficult. I know that you may have been hurt and disappointed and heartbroken time and time again. But what I am asking you to do is resolve to trust yourself to be able to handle whatever your partner may do concerning this relationship. You must be willing to let yourself feel again, to believe that your relationship can be better. The equation is simply this. You can remain behind the wall with absolutely no hope of resolution or improvement in your relationship, or you can come out from behind the wall, possibly get hurt, but at least have a chance of creating what you want in your relationship.